Motsy and Leighton for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30 on Triple M.
Question without notice.
Yes.
Because I see that you've got an Apple iPhone.
Yes.
Right. When you took out your Apple, and you have to sort of sign an agreement, and it's like one of those, like the 50 pages long, and you're not going to sit there and read it. And you just tick this box, right? Do you understand the terms, conditions? You go, yeah, whatever, tick the box.
Yeah, I think most people are like that.
Most people.
And you probably shouldn't be like that.
You shouldn't be like that. And here is the reason why. A Wi-Fi provider in the UK by the name of Purple. They have one of those terms and conditions that just rambles on and on and on and on. If you want their Wi-Fi service, you tick the box. They've decided to put a clause in their terms and conditions. And at this point in time, some 22,000 people have unwittingly ticked the box and signed up to 1,000 hours of community service. So you tick the box. And in the clause and the conditions there, it says, if Purple, at their discretion, choose that you carry out 1,000 hours of community service, you must, because you've signed the agreement. Yeah. The community service will be picking up animal droppings in your local park, hugging stray cats and dogs, cleaning out portaloos.
Nice.
Picking up chewing gum off streets.
Have now that people are aware of this, have they complained? Obviously, it was done. Obviously, it was done to prove a point that people don't read the T's and C's.
That's it. Yeah. That's why it was done. They have no aim of enforcing this, but 22,000 people have unwittingly agreed to these terms and conditions. They said that over the 2 week period that they ran it, only one person actually read the terms and conditions and said, look, I can't possibly sign up to this.
Yeah. It reminds me of a school teacher did something similar to us at school because it was in year 12 back in, I'll explain year 12 to you later.
Right.
But he was trying to prove a point that we were just skimming over the instructions to the exam and getting straight to the body of the exam. And he set up a trial exam.
Mm.
And I think the first point was, and it was quite obvious, it said, do not do anything past this particular instruction.
Oh.
And that is, the instruction is, sit there and don't do a thing.
Don't do a thing.
And then
everyone just starts answering questions.
So the exam went on, and some of the stuff later in the exam was, stand up and yell, I love cats, I love cats. And we had all these kids were...
What?
And it's funny, even, like, you know, all these years later, it still sort of rings a message with me. And, I'm not going to read a 50-page document of terms and conditions. That's probably too much. But, I like to know what I'm signing. Yeah. And I think that just proves a point that how many people do just go, bang, there you go.
But those terms and conditions thing, 50 pages, it's like, come on. You know, by the time I've read through 50 pages of it, you've already got a new iPhone out.
That's about right too.
Potsy and Leighton for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30 on Triple M.